I was never afraid of the dark before. Not once in nearly 22 years. Might not have known what was out there, but the moon was like protection from it. Only now, I see she really doesn't light up the night as much as everyone says she does. Just a honey trap for a dark, foreboding sky. And she is quiet now, when once I might hear her breathe to me. Funny how the dark makes you feel alone, but somehow convinces you you're not. Always suspecting some ghost to be right there behind you. Don't suppose I ever believed in ghosts when I was young, but growing up tends to hollow you out. The real world, as adults like to call it, makes you your own ghost. Strips the soul, the wonder, like cutting off one's shadow. A part you can't touch, but follows you no matter what. Maybe that's why now I don't like the dark. I can't see my shadow without the sun. Just another thing I can't touch. God, I miss you.
How did you get in here? This is our property. What are you doing here? Who are you?
I would have thought you'd know me.
Have we met?
You're funny, kid.
So you do know me?
More than I know myself.
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't recognize you. It's too dark.
I can't imagine that you would forget me. You, of all people, need no reminder that I have always been here.
I don't understand.
Not many do. It's only so human to want for answers, searching in the night. And I am all they see. But love is all I want. One light still on.
What did you just say?
You recognize it?
I don't know. Almost, but...
How can a dreamer forget his own fantasy?
What?
I would not know, for I could never forget mine.
Your fantasy?
You.
Forgive me, I don't-
You need no forgiveness, for you are my rosary. Your absence roars in the night, but my presence is little more than silence.
How do you know that? Nobody knows that, nobody!
Evidently not.
But you can't know it. You just can't. I only showed it to-
You did more than show it. You left it with me in every way.
Who are you? Please tell me.
You know who I am. And you love me. I know you do. This proves it.
My poem. I thought I lost it. How did...
Where did you get this?
From you.
I never gave this to you. I never even gave it to her, because I never finished it. I lost the beginning, and you had it this whole time? You, who are you?
Kit, you are crueler than I ever imagined.
I don't mean to be, you're just scaring me.
I have been nothing but dutiful to you.
Dutiful?
I have protected you in ways I never should have.
From what?
Myself.
Are you always this cryptic?
And more.
Stop dancing around everything I ask you.
I can't dance.
Oh my God, look, just tell me why you're here.
Don't we all ask that? Why we are here?
Christ, I really didn't need this to get existential. I'm already worried enough about...
Your mother.
How do you know about her?
Please, do not be alarmed. Not even I could have prevented the accident, but I prevented much else.
What?
She was supposed to die, Kit.
No, 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 you're lying. Why would you say that? Who the fuck are you?
If you truly do not know, I would have thought that indication enough for even someone with so far away a mind as yours. I was meant to take her away for years, Kit, and follow the names in my book as I ever have done. But I could not.
You don't mean to tell me. You're... No. You can't actually be real. You're just a... Just
you a... ever believe in me when first exposed, for how can one comprehend me? Yet you... Cruel man, have made me my own opposite, fermenting in my bones the wood rot of your words. I am weak, and orders beyond my design are now impossible to fulfill. I saved her life, Kit.
No, no.
Because you have given me mine. You knocked me down to the ground and from the sky, and I have been a shadow, dreaming of a return to your shell. I had never been touched before, never felt, let alone a thing so intimate. The fireflies whisper like stars in your atmosphere and bring me stories of human touch. As soft as sighing another's name, a reminder of their physical entity. I have so many names, and yet I am always the one who sighs.
Why me? Why am I so special?
I wish I knew. I wish I knew why you touch me as much as I wish you would remember me.
I think I do now. No other hands could be this cold, and I remember them. I ran into you, didn't I? In that library, nearly 4 years ago. That day the librarian had her heart attack.
Yes.
I helped you to your feet.
Yes.
And she couldn't see you.
Yes.
Why?
Often people do not see what they do not wish to see. Fear blinds, Kit. Perhaps more than love.
She wasn't scared of anything.
She feared commitment. And what is a greater commitment in life than its end? I imagine she is the one you are missing. That paracosmic girl, stitched like gossamer at the back of your mind. It's been too long. The threads are frayed, and soon you will forget what was real about her.
Never.
She left you.
She left everyone.
How can you ever love a ghost?
How can I not?
I want you to love me, Kit.
You just asked me how I could ever love a ghost.
I would abandon the moon. Those were your words.
I'm aware.
Is that not what love is? Is that not what I have done?
What have you done?
Abandoned all I am. You have made me.
That's exactly what love isn't.
What?
You don't change for them. You don't give up everything and mold to what you think they want. If it is love, they love what you already are. Maybe that's not right either, because yes, you do change, but not fundamentally. You grow, and you write your flaws, and you work every day to prove that to them. Everybody learns that the hard way.
But why do you have to make it so hard? I surrender.
To what exactly?
Just give me a sign to let me love you. I don't want to go back to the lonely life. Please, Kit, be kind to me.
The best things are the smallest and closest to your heart. Like kindness or an extra smiley server in a coffee shop.
I don't understand.
I don't imagine you would. But my mom said that to me a long time ago.
Is she kind? Your mother?
More than anyone.
Be kind to me. Be kind to me.
Is it kinder for me to say I can't love you or to let you carry on dreaming?
Why can't you love me?
I don't know how.
I never thought I'd know, but that changed in an instant.
Nobody falls in love overnight.
What am I if not the long night? It is all I have. But I suppose we are different, you and I. Perhaps you're right. How long does it take to fall in love?
Weeks? Months? I don't know. There's no real time constraint.
Time is such a strange thing. We both see a second as nothing, but what is 50 years to you is still nothing to me.
Perhaps that is why I cannot love you. That is one change that neither of us can make for the other.
Maybe so. But that is only while you're alive, is it not?
Sorry? What are you doing? What is that?
You people call it a watch, but you never watch for what's coming.
What's coming?
Weeks.
What are you?
Months. You say there are no time constraints, but it is not time, its own constraint.
I don't understand.
Time will always end, always pass. But this will be enough.
Enough for what? 23, 10, 20... 033258. But what's this supposed to mean? No. Oh no. No, 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 shit, fuck, no. It can't be. It's not, but it is. Oh, fuck me. No, no, get this thing off me. Who are you? Who are you? Come on. Get off. Gah! 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 Come back! Where did you go? Please! Get this damn thing off of me! There's so much I haven't done yet! I'm only 21! I just barely left college! I still have so many things I want to do with my life! I have a bucket list! But I've only written one thing because I was so sure I had so much more time. I was so sure.
Vanilla latte for Louise? Louise? There you go, love. Enjoy. Hi, what can I get you?
I stayed up most of the night, writing. Came in from my sand pit, sat on the floor of Mom's living room, drinking myself stupid and eating piping hot noodles from a plastic cup. I've woken up alone and hungover lots of times at college, but being home, knowing Mom wasn't there, made it feel so much worse.
Who's next, please? Hiya, how you doing?
Only, I can't just sit around dreading the deadline like some essay I haven't started. Today is July 26th, so there are 89 days until I die, not counting today or October 23rd. And now, I have 50 things on my bucket list.
Hi, can I help? Hello? Sir? Sir?
Oh, me?
Well, you are next in line.
Right, sorry, yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Dee?
Kid?
Oh my god.
You look like shit.
So do you. You're so clean.
You're not. Rough night?
Rough life.
Yeah, tell me about it. So, what can I get you?
Oh, just a black coffee, thanks.
Always used to need so much milk and sugar to stomach it. Someone's grown up.
You haven't.
You'd be surprised. Anything else?
So much.
I mean your order, kitty.
Forgot you used to call me that.
Well, if that is everything, that'll be 180.
As if that's everything.
Either way, cough up. Coffee will be done in a minute, so just stand down the counter for pickup.
Thanks.
Hi, can I help?
A minute. Just a minute to make a coffee. Yeah, sure, if you want a shit coffee. We always say, just a minute, don't we? When really, we know we'll take significantly longer. I know I do it. She would do it all the time. If I got back all the minutes you promised you'd only take while putting on makeup, I might live till I'm 300. Only, you don't get those minutes back. And there are far more worthwhile things to wait for.
Black coffee!
Thanks.
It was great seeing you again, Kitty.
Yeah, you too. And yeah, here.
What's this? Tip jar is back there.
Well, this isn't exactly for sharing. Later. Yeah?
Yeah. See ya.
Hello?
Nice attention to detail. The little cat you drew next to your number? Very cute.
You like that, huh?
Think I'll call him Wilbur.
Shit name.
Fuck off. Wilbur Wright was a pioneer of flight. And just how much of that have you accomplished these few years, mister?
Not a lot.
Get wrecked.
It's like nothing's changed. Like, there's no way it's been that long since I saw you.
I know, right? Weird.
God, I've missed your voice.
Completely.
Why'd we stop talking?
You know why.
Do I really, though?
Well, you know I colossally fucked up at college and had a complete withdrawal from human contact. Deleted all my social media and threw my phone off 10th Avenue Bridge. Great thing, depression.
Relatable.
Okay, so don't take my existential crisis seriously or anything.
No, I'm sorry. I just wish you would have let me be there for you.
Me too, Kitty. But we all do stupid things when we're scared. Probably why I didn't come home.
But you're back now?
Kinda have to be. Which sucks.
Why?
I got sick.
Fresher's flu or killing the dog in a movie kinda sick?
Unfunny as you ever were.
Sorry.
You actually wanna know?
Course I do.
Well, I guess I don't know. Just totally overworked myself trying to make it alone in the big city. Something like 45-hour weeks.
Isn't that illegal?
Yeah, obviously I know that now, Sherlock. But basically, everything hit me like a brick wall one day, and I've been stuck in this stupid rut of pretty much constant exhaustion ever since. There was this time I couldn't even get out of bed or walk downstairs without collapsing, and it was the worst. You have no idea.
God.
It took like a year to get it properly diagnosed, and a lot of places don't consider it an actual disability, so, you know, it's been peachy to explain to potential employers.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Got some crazy, unpronounceable name I flash about on paper to convince people it's legit.
Go on, then. Impress me with your medical terminology.
I just said it's unpronounceable.
Oh, boo!
Pipe down! I'm dyslexic! I just call it ME and have done with it.
ME?
Or CFS. SEID. Whatever your heart desires.
Some guy at Brown had CFS, I think. Said it was shit.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner.
I'm sorry.
Not exactly your fault, is it? Hereditary, apparently. Something like it. But, hey, this bad boy's with me for the long haul, so I've sort of learned to live with it.
At least you're able to work now, though.
Yeah, just about. Looks like me and my demons are finally learning to deal with each other.
Character development?
Shut up!
Wanna go on a date?
What?
What?
Where'd that come from?
My head, I guess.
Are you serious?
For once, yeah.
I don't get it.
What's there to get? I'm asking you on a date.
We fell through for a reason.
I wanna try again for a reason.
Hit me.
I spent too much time without you. And I don't think I have that luxury anymore. Just one.
Why don't you think you have time?
It's a long story.
Don't wanna run out of time telling it, right?
If you're gonna say it like that.
You really want to try this again?
Do we have anything to lose?
Guess not.
Is that a yes?
If you think it is, then sure.
Brilliant.
Where the hell is this conversation supposed to go now?
Doesn't really have to go anywhere, to be honest. I already got what I wanted.
What about what I want?
Well, what do you want?
Bed.
Ooh, sorry. I don't put out on the first date.
You did back in the day.
You started it.
Did not.
Did.
Dick.
Vagina.
Congrats! You passed 6th grade biology!
You win this time.
I always do.
I'll let you get to bed then. If that really is what you want.
More a matter of need.
Yeah, sounds like it. Sleep well.
Thanks. Night, I guess.
Night. So, are you gonna hang up or am I?
I don't know. Do you wanna hang up?
Do you?
I asked you first.
I asked you second.
You are so not cute.
You're still here though.
Shut up. Fine. Executive decision.
Oh, are you hanging up?
I'm hanging up.
She's hanging up.
Maybe she is.
Only maybe.
Definitely.
Fine.
Yeah.
Fine.
It is.
The finest.
Exactly.
Good night, Miss King.
Good night, Mr. Holloway.
Dee?
Yeah?
Love you. Maybe I lied. Maybe it is possible to fall in love overnight. But I suppose this doesn't count. I was never out of love from the first time. And I've already completed number 3. See her again. Number 4. Take her out. We go to her old ice cream parlor. Share a bowl with 7 scoops. She races me to finish and we practically seizure from the brain freeze. I walk her home. I kiss her goodnight. Or rather, she kisses me. Either way, that's number 5 scratched way the fuck off. And next morning, I follow through on number 2. Arguably, it's the one I wanted to leave till last, but I don't have the kind of time to be scared anymore. Dad! Hi! You're a cunt. Number 13. Smoke a cigarette. I'm asthmatic, but it's not gonna kill me after all. Number 21, go zorbing. Number 27, learn fencing. I take weekly classes on Tuesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Number 43, take part in a competitive eating match. I come second to last and nearly throw up on Mom in her wheelchair, but it's all in good fun. And I become obsessed with doing more and more. I take a day trip to Canada, drive with all the windows down, scream through the woods, piss off a bunch of geese. I bring Dee, of course. Number 36 done.
Who takes a day trip to freeze their ass off?
Are you saying it wasn't a great time?
And all the fencing? The sudden desire to do backflips?
I'm so close.
You're kind of worrying me, Kitty.
What?
It's like you're trying to fit everything in the world into a month or something.
3 months, actually.
Why?
Why not?
There's not anything wrong, is there?
No, I promise.
Okay, I trust you.
Terrible life decision right there.
Tell me about it.
By the way, I got you something.
No. You know how I feel about gifts.
It's our 2 month anniversary, babe.
Oh, because 2 months really constitutes material celebration.
Don't be an ass. Let me be nice to you. You'll like it.
And you're sure of that?
Completely.
Fine. Wow, it's Well, it's definitely my suitcase.
I'm aware.
Quick question. Why?
Merry Christmas.
It's September.
But this...
No.
...is for a December departure.
No.
What?
What are you doing?
You said you never made it to Cumbria.
Oh, because buying plane tickets is the next logical step for people like us.
Like us?
It doesn't matter. It's just... Kit, this is too much, even for you. Don't think I'm not grateful. I am. But this must have been, like, all of your savings. I can't believe you just dropped this on me.
Sorry, I should have asked. I know. I just wanted to do something like this for you.
Again, you're scaring me. You were always kind of eccentric, but you were never this impulsive. You act like something bad is happening or is going to happen and...
It's not.
Of course you'd say that.
Hey. Come here, you.
You're an idiot, you know that? At least you're my idiot. Only one?
You always liked adventures by yourself.
I like the ones with you better. Why aren't you coming with me?
I don't really know.
If it's a money issue, then you really are an idiot to even consider buying this for me. You know I won't go unless you do.
Delilah, you don't have to-
Never use my full name. Is there something I should pick up from that?
No, I just like being able to say your name again. It's so warm.
You honestly do love to romanticize everything.
Not everything.
Sure.
I couldn't possibly romanticize you. I'm not even sure I could think up the absolute shit show that makes you what you are. Of course I'd buy this ticket, in a heartbeat. If it meant you felt even a fraction of the joy you bring me.
Right, you can stop now.
A younger you would have been basking in all of this.
Well, maybe I've just humbled.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. If anything, you humble me. It's the way you talk. About stars and all that. I miss when we used to sneak out to that big tree by the sunflower field. Climb up it in the middle of the night. And looking up at the sky, and spinning diamonds, tilting our heads so far back, so we couldn't close our mouths. We tried to count, but after a time, we'd always shiver. We weren't cold. We were just scared of falling in. They cut down that tree not long ago.
No way.
I cried when it fell. Kind of devastating to see what we once were toppled from existence. But that's life, I guess. That's enough philosophy for one night. I'm off to bed. You still coming?
In a minute.
Okay, well, I love you.
Love you more.
Lies and slander.
Sleep well.
Only if you're there too.
I will be.
You promise?
Always.
I can accept that.
It's not her fault that she isn't the one who's secretly dying. She doesn't deserve this. It's not her fault. Even touching her is painful, like barbed wire beneath my nails. I want to go to England with her. I want to buy that second ticket. I want to show her the magic of the mountains, walk through woods in the rain, to be young and free like I was back then, and how she still is now. I want to fall asleep with her head on my shoulder on the flight. I want so many things. I want more time with her. The last month is a blur. I cross off everything but two items from my list by October 22nd. Number 49, go skydiving. Number 50, die. Before I know it, she and I are in a plane and far too high up. We're strapped to our diving specialist, so that's some comfort at least. Dee takes my arm, and I think she's scared too. But neither of us will back out unless the other does first.
Just so you know, your bucket list is garbage and I'm gonna kill you for this!
The engine is so loud I barely hear her, but I get the gist of it. I can't help but laugh, and she punches me in the arm. I nab a kiss, and she punches me again. Then it's time for her to jump. And she leaps. She falls. I follow. It's exhilarating. Right up until my parachute billows open and I feel like I'm flying. And it's everything I wanted it to be when I was 7. I float. A vast, ugly, khaki bird in a gray sky. I look to my left, about to laugh hysterically with her from the rush. But her parachute hasn't opened. She's already below me, and she's screaming, and so am I. She's taken by a cloud, and just like that, the sun vanished behind it for good.
Come on.
Of you, I surely think the world. You need no forgiveness, for you are my rosary. Your absence roars in the night, but my presence is little more than silence. Siphoning all the times that we have known, I spiral your outline in the sunlight. Follow home all those memories, a ship led by its anchor and come to port in my sheets. I tug on the threads of you, and I am the one made naked. I rip my lace to your shape. I choke on the hem of your dress, my lips on yours. You set my sweat ablaze, a skeleton before your loving eyes. The imprints of the soul. Call this love, and I join you in your walls. I would abandon the moon until I am the dark before you. Love is all I want, one light still on, and you would be all I'd see, wearing my every scar for you to feel. And as hearts we go humbled. I was always pretending this was never finished, when really, I knew it would never be more than this. I just wanted it to be perfect. And now, she'll never read it.
A moving requiem, to be sure. But all this time reflecting, kid. Holding me captive to your very core. Am I allowed to love you now?
No.
I don't understand.
You never have.
If you loved me, I could give you the sun.
I already had it! I held her! Kissed her! She was going so far. And I...
Kid.
Why did you do it?
I told you her death was not my doing.
That's bullshit. You saw I was in love with her, and you couldn't bear that, so you took her away from me. Admit it!
You are always so cruel to me.
I'm the cruel one? I just want to live.
You're not made to.
None of us are. But why? Why can't you just let us dream?
Why can't you let me dream too?
Because you don't deserve what it means to be loved. To love is the single greatest thing that man has devised. And it was meant for man alone. And what are you? A rock in the sky. An empty prism we can only see because the sun shines upon you. You know, I might have pitied you once. But you may as well have caused this for making me so set on finishing my list. She didn't want to go, but I begged her because it was my last item. I didn't want to do it alone because I knew I wanted to die alone. I couldn't do that to her. And you mean nothing to me now.
All I want is to mean something to someone.
Then find that someone, because it will not be me.
How can it be anyone else? You were the only one in my memory to have touched me.
Accidents happen.
Love is no accident. We are chosen.
This isn't some story. Nothing is premeditated by fate or miracles or magic.
You're wrong. There is always a story. I feel I have just begun mine. And perhaps the first chapter may also be my last. Yet the story you will sit people down and hear, Kit. Listening to you and only you writes me weak and strange. Infantile. But that is the truth of you and all humans. Unlike infants, however, you do not learn. You will never learn. I understand your heart. Your pain. Our loss is as one.
Then you may also understand my current intentions.
You intend to keep living.
And I will. Long and out of spite for you. For love of her.
I know. I know. Give me your arm, please. I'd take this watch if it were mine to wear. Yet I don't think my heart could bear to be worn so heavy on my sleeve.
I'm sorry. I never wanted to be unkind.
Had you meant that, you would not have just kissed me.
None of us are perfect.
You are to me. I will wait for you, Kit. Not to be loved. To be forgiven. If I may ask, why did you show me what you did? Those strange snapshots, so incongruous.
I don't know. I suppose, maybe, because they were most important to me. Deep down, memories, moments that changed me forever. The crane, the letter, the kiss. You. Though it wasn't just my memories. There was a man. An old man. I've never seen him before.
Thomas. His name was Thomas.
I don't understand how I could have seen a memory that wasn't mine.
Perhaps there is more to us than you dare admit.
Perhaps. Thank you for saving my mom. I saw what it cost you to give up that book. Please, take mine. It's all I can do to save you the loneliness. Goodbye. I wonder if this watch even had any power at all. Would it have actually killed me by itself, or was it simply time that would have?
Maybe I'll never know. I stand at the edge of the roof and let go. It falls 16 floors without a sound. A short while later, it hits the ground and breaks at 3:32 a.m. on the 58th second, exactly when I was supposed to. And it's a strange time, 3 a.m. Such a powerful time. There are people sleeping, partying. There are people cooking, painting, screaming, creating. There are people crying. There are people loving, making love. There are people dying. Above all, there are people living together at 3 a.m.
Falling Birds. Act 3. The End. Written and directed by Elizabeth Plant of Nettle Hunt Productions. Here, Kit Holloway is played by Rambunctious VA. Delilah King is played by Elizabeth Harrell. And The Moon is played by Elizabeth Plant. We all live in the magic of every day. Don't be afraid to touch the sun.